This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
We want to welcome back Jack Hancock's with us again this week. We were talking last week with Jack. Jack is a minister, retired, and has done extensive work on boards with domestic violence over the years. And welcome back to our program.
Thank you, David.
Last week we were talking about some of the issues biblically related, that some of the passages are quoted in part that talk about women being submissive and don't talk about the husband's role in all of this. But, you know, if you look at the overall, at least I'm no theologian, but when I look at the overall New Testament, you know, it's Christ talked about love and acceptance and whatnot with women. But tell us a little bit about what you think Christ was saying to women back in his day and time.
Well, part of the problem has been that people concentrated on the words of the Apostle Paul. In some points, Paul is a little rough on women. We don't know what his background is. But when you look to Jesus, the whole theme of the gospel, women were attracted to him because he was kind to them. He cared for them. He tried to lift their situation up. And as far as I'm concerned, if we really want to look at this whole issue, just how did Jesus handle it? When you think of the women he came in contact, the woman at the well, Mary Magdalene, and other women that came across his path, the woman who touched the hem of his garment, he was very kind and affectionate and loving and caring for the women, which is certainly dismissed by a lot of people who treat women very harshly and unkindly in their relationships.
And women played a key role in establishing the early church. They were very significant in the...
Absolutely. All the disciples left at the crucifixion except John. Only the women stayed with him to the end. And then they were the first ones to discover that the tomb was empty. So I think women played an enormously important role in the life of Christ.
So there are perhaps some resources in this area that women who have questions about this could take advantage of. Can you suggest any resources that women might make of use of in our area?
Well, of course, we have a domestic violence center in both Burnsville and in Spruce Pine with professional staff who are capable of dealing with these issues. And we have pastors in both counties who are concerned about the issues and are available for counseling, encouragement, and there are groups within the churches. Stephen's ministry, for one group, is very available to deal with women who have come through this situation and trying to pick up their life and have a new life.
They're particularly active in Yancey County.
Particularly in Yancey County, yes.
And they're getting started with some things in Spruce Pine and Mitchell County, and we hope to have that as a resource in the future as well. Also, there are a number of ministers and who do counseling as well in the area. And women might make of use of those opportunities as well.
I think they would check with the two domestic violence centers. They would discover who those ministers are and could make contact with them.
That's right. And we said last week, and we'll say again this week, that if you would like to talk with Jack, if you will call our hotline numbers, which we'll give at the end of the show, we'll pass your phone number and name along to Jack, and he'll get back in touch with you and be certainly willing to talk with you. But I think the message that we're trying to say is that domestic violence is about control, a man trying to control a woman usually, and that is not the image that Christ has in the New Testament.
Correct. That is not the image Christ projected.
And he really gave ultimately of himself and certainly didn't try to force himself on any followers. So let's give them some phone numbers in case they want to get in touch with us. In Mitchell County, our number at Safe Place is 765-4044. That's our 24-hour hotline.
And in Yancey County, our hotline number is 682-0056.
And if we're available 24 hours, if you want to talk to us or during business hours, you can talk to our staff. And we want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.